All right, everybody, welcome back. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments where you've written like a thought on Facebook and then it led to 35 texts from your friends and they're like, ouchie, and so helpful. Well, that's where today's podcast came from because every word matters and there's an exercise in this show that can change the trajectory of your life and business, bring congruency and consistency. And so without further ado, this one's short, it's sweet, to the point. It's loaded with value, and I've been doing this on myself, and it makes a massive difference. So let's get into the power of our consistency and congruency and how it influences our marketing. All right, everybody, welcome back. I am back from Dallas. I am back from the most life-changing event ever. I am so glad we moved it back into a home, four walls and feelings, and everybody keeps asking me, what are my words? What are my takeaways? And given the topic of today's show is every word matters, the only words that I have are empty, grateful, and life changed by witnessing everybody else willingly step in their power, rip off the shadows, and go attack the world. And so with that, on the way to Dallas, I was on Facebook, and I saw this incredible post from a woman talking about her coaching and her container and her gratitude for her and her clients and how it matters. And it's all about relationships. So, you know me, I was like, yeah, I was like, right. I didn't comment, but I liked. And then the Facebook algorithm showed me two more posts from this person, one from like 3 days before and one from like 7 days after. And I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but the premise of today's show is how powerful our words are. And how sometimes we forget that every time we use a word, we plant a seed. And that seed is seen, whether we remember it, whether we go back to water the garden, or we even remember if it was in our garden, but at some point it was planted. And I wrote this post and it really resonated with a lot of people. I got like 30 text messages about it, a couple DMs, like left and right on every platform. And I was like, it's time to talk about it on a podcast, right? But I want you to just think of a moment. Think of a story. Think of a time you're at a restaurant, right? Or you're out in public. And you're really, really excited. You're ready to talk to somebody. Maybe you're on a flight, right? And you're like, oh, the waiter's coming. The waitress is coming. The flight attendant's coming. This person at the event is coming. And then on the way, you hear them in conversation. And in that conversation, you hear them say something, talk down to somebody, maybe misrepresent something, and the feeling in your body changes instantly, right? It changes your view. It changes the perspective at which you might be looking at the situation, both positively or negatively, and neither are wrong. But all too often, we forget the power of our words. So I'm going to read you this post that I wrote, because at the end, there's an exercise. And I did this exercise on the flight to Dallas, and it absolutely blew my mind and led me to so much clarity. And then I had a few people do it as well. And they were like, holy moly. But what we forget, like what we forget about that woman in her post is that I was in, like I was totally in. If she DM'd me after that, if she had shot me a message, if we had talked, I would have been in hook, line, and sinker. I think that's the term, but I'm not even a fisher, so who knows? And then over the course of 45 minutes, when I saw those other posts, it went from this positive feeling without interacting or engaging to this very like icky feeling in my body. And not because her posts are wrong. Like everybody gets to express themselves. They get to be in their truth. They get to be in their power. But we also forget that when we post those publicly or they come out of our mouth, they have influence and they're influencing people one way or another. And so I wanted to read this post and give you the exercise and keep this episode really, really meaty so we can get right back into the world and go paint picture with our words, because every word matters. Okay. So this is the post that I wrote. Two different Facebook posts break checked me hard on my flight. I saw an incredible post on Facebook about the power of a positive mindset and gratitude being keys to success and why they should hire said person. I loved it, beyond loved it, and agreed on all fronts. Then Facebook magically showed me another post from the same person complaining in a post with the exact opposite words and energy within a few days. My body break checked me hard, dead in my tracks, and this thought started to flow. And not because there's anything right or wrong with either post, just a deep invitation to notice the influence and responsibility our light or our word carries. We post on social, we share stories, personal wins, family stuff, business nuggets, marketing, etc., or whatever else you share. And we also forget that the half-life of a single social post is a matter of minutes, if not seconds. And what I mean by half-life is the moment you post it. Everybody's forgotten about it in a matter of minutes. But the post itself's half-life is really, really short, but not the feelings that they create or remove. But the real secret is the combined energy of all the posts over time, because that's where the magic happens or doesn't. And if all we do is think about these isolated posts in this moment, and we don't think about the grand scheme, the 30, 60, 90 days, or even understanding that right now it's a trust economy, and the amount of time that people are taking to make decisions has increased, the amount of evidence they need to feel safe, that they think and feel the same way you do, has increased, which means the need to think like this has increased tenfold. Every word influences those reading, seeing, or consuming on a conscious and subconscious level, informing all future decisions they make based on how they feel. As Maya Angelou dropped a bar on the best life and business advice ever, no one remembers what you said, they just remember how you made them feel. Every decision we make is an emotional-based decision, all predicated on how safe we feel to make that decision. When we buy something, safety required. When we follow someone, safety required. When we share something, safety required. All those decisions we make based on how safe we feel. And every word we share is influencing that evidence both for others and ourselves, which led me to a fun exercise I used on myself, and magical clarity came as a gift. So I took every post on any or all platforms in the last 30 days and I put them all in front of me like a buffet of every post. And I consumed all my own content. And when I looked at them, I was asking myself some questions, right? So when you look at them, consume them, or read them, what feeling do you get? Are the words consistent and congruent with what you believe? Like, do you feel like they're the best representation of you, your beliefs, from your heart and your truth without a performance or a story? Number two, what do you feel or notice about consuming them? Because I have a belief that we are our best avatars, right? But when you consume them, if they don't leave you feeling clear or safe or whatever emotion you're going for, they're most likely not going to on the other side as well. Do they feel clear or confusing when you put them together? Do they seem like they're taking people to the same place, or does it seem like there's 20 billboards on the highway and every single one of them is saying something different? And if you consume them all, one important question: would you buy from you, opt in from you, or lean in closer to you, or after the consumption of them all, would it move you away from you? And there's one important rule to this. There's no fault, blame, guilt, or shame in doing this. It is all opportunity. You wouldn't like it if you paid for 30 billboards and they all put different messages on them and wondered why nobody knew who to call, nobody knew how to get a hold of you, and nobody knew what you did. But our words carry so much weight. And it's actually not what we say, it's how we say it. It's completely okay to be emotional. It's completely okay to be upset. It's completely okay to vent. But it's the come from when we do it. And we also have to remember that when we're in a place of leadership, when we put ourselves out there, when we put ourselves out there to teach people, our words are carried by many. That ripple goes forever, but those words all have influence. Every single one of them. And what's crazy is that, you know, the spoken word is only about 7 or 8%, I forget, about all communication. But when we're on social, when we're in our videos, and this is the only frame that they have, they're not standing in front of us. There's no back and forth conversation. There's no them saying, oh, but I'm confused, or that made me feel icky. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Here's what I meant to say. And without that filter, it's an echo chamber where we have to be the best critics of ourselves. And that's love, because critics don't hurt your dream. They protect your dream. They help you make sure that the seeds that you're planting are the best chance of success. They help you put them in the right place. They help you make sure you water them and you know their state. But every word that we say, every word that we post, everything we say in videos, they all matter. And they are really a projection of who we are integrously on the inside being shared with the world on the outside. And in my opinion, the only way to be consistent, to be congruent, to be authentic, and to win this long game is to be yourself. And being yourself is the number one way that you put your heart back into your business and marketing. And it's the number one way that every time you do this exercise, you will look and realize that everything is the same. Because the truth is the only thing that you never have to remember because you just speak it in that moment. And so I wanted to share this today. I wanted to invite you to do this exercise if you feel called. And at minimum, I want to invite you to be proud of yourself, but also look at the words that you use. Be intentional about them. Imagine that there's 10,000 people in an audience in front of you, and that 3-minute reel that you're posting is all of them standing in that audience. Like, what would you say? And we put so much time into getting ready for keynotes and going to these meetings and going to these presentations. And then sometimes we just end up in fleeting moments where we post those, and none of us would want to be standing on stage with 1,000 people in a TED Talk, open a text message, get upset, and then post our reaction to it on that stage in front of everybody. And that happens, and it can happen a ton, but what it really boils down to is us being consistent and congruent and making this easy for ourselves, for everybody else involved, and giving them the evidence that's actually required to feel safe and make a decision to be in our world, to be in our ecosystem, or move closer. And so I wanted to share this with you today. We'll call this the Every Word Matters exercise or audit. I'm just naming it right now, but I can't wait to hear your thoughts. I can't wait to read your message on Instagram. I can't wait to read however you decide to text me, tell me, whatever you do. If you got my number, you know. If you don't know how to get a hold of me, hit me on Instagram. We'd also love to have you in the Alliance. We just had a big influx of amazing people after the event, but we kind of make it impossible to find because we only want the right people. So even though it's only $100 a month, and it's literally life-changing. And I don't even take it from me. Just go ask people that are in it. I don't even care. I love it. It's my life. It's my legacy. But we make it hard. And so if you want the link, shoot us a DM that says Alliance, or just go to mindofgeorge.com/RBAA, and we will get you right in. We'll get you into the family. And either way, I would highly recommend you take this one on for size. And if it lands, if it tickles, make sure you share this with a friend. It would mean the world to me if you could send this to some friends, maybe do it with them. Bring the power of community in with this, close that echo chamber, and make this magic happen for yourself. So that's what I got today. I love you to pieces, and I will see you in the next episode, or you will hear me in your earballs. But either way, we're out.